Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5. Alrighty, this is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. We'll be back in just a bit.
Peaches in the summer, apples in the fall. Everybody knows when it's no good at all. I roll like a rambling stone. Call my own, no, but the great unknown.
Try. Oh. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a believer. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer.
Hey, this is Nancy England. I'm president.
Excuse me.
Of the Laguna Beach Garden Club.
Excuse me. I've never. All right, this is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. My guests this morning are from the Laguna Beach Community Garden Club, Laguna Beach Garden Club, and it's Nancy England and Karen Nelson. And Nancy, you'll have to be a little bit closer to the mic when you do begin to speak officially. Wow, most people are like afraid and they don't want to, they're like, oh, well, what am I, you going to ask me something? Or, and then I have a self-starter. All right, so the Laguna Beach Garden Club, what's that about?
Laguna Beach Garden Club is 91 years old, and it's not a bunch of little old ladies discussing begonias, but it's a diverse group.
it's gladiolas.
Everything. Our first talk is on, which is September 13th, is about...
You're getting way ahead of yourself.
But this is like manly stuff. Teddy Roosevelt and John Muir
Okay. First off, you know, like, what is the Laguna Beach Garden Club? In case some people haven't heard of such a thing.
It is a garden club where we have monthly meetings, September through May, where we're a group of people brought together by a love of gardening.
Okay. Now, I like that. That's a good start. And how long has it been going on?
The oldest clubs in town at 91 years old.
Just let me throw the softballs out to you and you just hit them out the park. And so how did you get involved? What made you decide to join the old ladies that you talk about petunias?
I came in through the garden tour. My garden was featured on the tour many years ago. And then I was like, that's interesting. There's a club, too. And, you know, joining clubs is that great way to form community. And it's a great club to be in. You don't have to have an opinion on anything but that plants are good.
Do you have do you need to have gardening skills? Do you
none.
Have to? Is there like a jury?
No secret handshake. No.
What?
No. I know.
What's the point of being in a club if you can't have, like, you know, Illuminati things going on?
No. No, we're all about everybody. I mean, we even have 10% of our club is men, and it is a little heavy on the women, right?
Wait, what?
But we're coming
now.
Up with men. It's
you know, there's truth in advertising regulations. The FCC frowns on.
We used to. It used to be. There've been men presidents, and when I joined the club, Eldon Miller was president. So there were men.
And then manly men.
Manly men, and we still have manly men. Our first talk is, like I was saying, the camping trip that changed America, about Teddy Roosevelt. There's a manly man. And,
right.
And John Muir and the establishment of the national parks. So it's not all, you know,
gladiolas. You're just not going to save anything for me to ask questions, are you? You're just going to just zip into that. I know,
pages,
it's right there.
Pages
right there.
Of notes.
I mean, how can I... So, how many people are in the garden club, about, would you say?
155.
On average. I know how you got involved and why you got involved. Karen, how about you? What drew you to the garden club?
In 2015,
on the mic, please.
I became an empty nester, and I had a lot of energy. And my son had always gone to private schools outside of Laguna, and I needed a way to meet more of the people of Laguna and become engaged in actual Laguna activities. And I went to a meeting, and the speakers were spectacular, and I fell in love with it. And then I started making friends, and before I knew it, Nancy sucked me onto the board, and now I'm running the tour.
And so now you're a sucker.
I'm an official sucker.
And so had you been a gardener before that?
I'm the official weeder of our household. I weed really well. My husband is the gardener, but now I'm progressing.
Okay. So there's opportunities for growth.
Yeah, very much so.
Dun-dun, right? Yeah. Okay, so it's been around for 91 years, and you're the oldest official club in Laguna. What do you guys do? You know, do you for fun?
For fun. And also, like, 60% of our members come from Laguna, but they 40% come from around.
Oh, so there's not.
You don't have to live right here.
There's not address verification.
No, absolutely not. No, and we were the one of the, you know, we're a hot club. So
three forms of picture ID.
No, not at all.
Do you have like a secret lair?
No. It's the board, and you just have to go to one.
It's a coven.
Yeah. Around town, we have a lot of civic beautification projects. We maintain the Sister Cities Garden and some community gardens. We have our big fundraising gate and garden tour in May.
Okay.
And we garden at the school gardens. We contribute money to the school gardens, but also we get in there and garden with children.
Get your hands dirty.
Is super fun. They're like, look, it's a bug. And if you know, hey, yes, it's a ladybug, then they're like dazzled by your depth
brilliance.
Of knowledge.
Right? And you just, George W. Bush said that you can fool some of the people all the time, and that's the group you should focus on. So is that what you guys do?
That's where we live, right there.
Foolishness, yes.
That's your sweet spot.
Yes.
All right. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. My guests this morning, guests plural, Nancy England and Karen Nelson of the Laguna Beach Garden Club. We'll be right back in just a bit with more about the Garden Club. California dreaming of
hustlers. The Bowery got his bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Boss just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Well, well, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10, and I am having a great time in studio with Nancy England and Karen Nelson of the Laguna Beach Garden Club. And when we left off, we were talking about some of the thing, well, the history of the Garden Club and kind of what it is. And now let's talk a little bit about what you guys actually do. So you're a secret society, and you have,
yeah,
like...
I have another symbols, yeah.
And you guys are up to all kinds of secret things.
Yes, potions. Yeah. We're going to have some magic potions on offer at the Taste of Laguna. We're going to be giving away spa water infused with herbs. Ooh, mysterious.
And give people mystical powers and all that kind of thing.
They'll be able to grow things.
Ooh, wow. That's like a superpower.
Indeed.
So you had said earlier on that you're not just a gray old lady club, that there are men and manly men involved, there are young people involved.
Yes.
So what do you guys do when you meet? I mean, after, you know, you go through the rituals and the secret handshake.
And, and then we have a speaker series.
The
we
robes.
Have, we have these world-class speakers. This year, like Nan Sturman, who has a frequent contributor to Sunset, and Joe Lampell, who's a Emmy-winning.
So to those people who are in the know, that name would ring a bell.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. He hosts Growing a Greener America on NPR.
Oh, wow.
He's a big...
A regular.
Yeah. I mean, he's a... These are... I was Googling Nan Sturman, and she had one talk down in La Jolla, and it was $25. For $65, you could get 8 world-class speakers. And
oh, so there's a cost.
It's a club. Yes, we have to rent halls and pay insurance, so we have to. It does cost.
And so, where do you guys meet, and how often do you
meet? We eat once a month from September to May. It starts at 9:30 Friday, the second Friday of the month, mm-hmm. and we meet at Tankersley Hall at the big Presbyterian Church downtown Laguna Beach.
Nice. And so, you know, when you look out at your ranks and when you're meeting, are they all like, you know, elite gardeners, like SEAL Team 6 type of people?
No, you don't have to learn. You don't have to garden at all. You just have to like gardening. If you have a green thumb, yay, we'll put you to work. If you don't, come learn.
You can bring the napkins.
Exactly. Or accountants, or, you know, we have lots of jobs.
There's other roles.
There's plenty of roles in the club for everybody.
And you can be at a meeting and you're sitting next to a neurologist on one side. This is an actual story.
Okay.
And a former CFO of Boeing.
Oh.
Those are some representative members of our club.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, if you're going to be like a subset of the Illuminati, you need to have those kind of people that can, you know, pull
the intelligence,
the strings.
Yes.
Yes. What fun are being a puppet master if you don't have any strings on anyone?
True.
All right. So you have a speaker series, and so you feature gardening luminaries.
Yes.
And you can get right up close and personal with them and talk to them, and they'll tell you what they're focused on in gardening.
Yes.
Do you have like a preference of types of gardens? Are you guys like, you know, drought tolerant or food, like maybe like transitions, or
we support all of those certainly, and
or are you just pretty flowers?
We're pretty flowers. Well, we do 2 events a year where we give out succulent cuttings because they are drought tolerant, and certainly here living in a desert, we should be aware of our water use. Like,
and there are some really beautiful ones.
Oh, absolutely. And natives, there's lots of ways to have lush, gorgeous gardens that don't have a lawn, but do have beautiful flowers, beautiful shapes and colors and textures. And just being out in any garden has wonderful health benefits. Just walking around pulling weeds from, you know, your neighbor's window boxes will
give you some,
release all sorts of wonderful chemicals. But yeah, we welcome everybody. Don't listen to
them. Don't listen to me.
Yes. No, he's
unreliable.
we want the whole community here. We want, and this is one of the great clubs where you don't have to have an opinion on anything, but that, you know, growing things are good. You don't have to be anywhere on any spectrum. You can just show up.
I suspect that there's not like arguments over which is the best.
The garden club is a soft place to land. You can just come there and love flowers. It's so sweet and nice.
Yes. And we have muffins as well.
So you meet second Friday. Every month. So
September through May.
And
so our next one's coming up, September 13th. We have our first meeting of the year.
Hurry. Act now.
But you can join anytime. We're here for you. You just want to talk gardens with somebody, please come on down.
And so that's, you know, like your core stuff, but you also have the tour.
Yes.
And so, I guess we are swinging the mic to Karen.
Yes, we have the tour that's been going on for 15 years. This last year, it was in Emerald Bay and part of North Laguna neighborhoods, and it was sold out literally a month before. So this year, don't lollygag. You'll be on the outs there.
Get your tickets now.
Now.
So what is the Gate and Garden Tour? How does that work?
We choose 8 to 10 gardens in a specific neighborhood.
In the mic.
And we will try to find them on a route that would make a nice walking tour. Okay. And then we have the guests all meet at a predetermined location, and VIP buses take them secret. Currently, it is secret because we don't have one this year. It's very secret. And then the guests are taken to the location. They do the walking tour, and then they're brought back. And we have quite a party at the venue where there's tacos and our wonderful margaritas. And it's just a party. It's a party for the whole day.
And so when what time in the day does it start? And kind of
it starts at 9 in the morning, and it's always on the first Friday in May. And this year it'll be May 1st, so May Day will be the day for our tour.
That has some.
Yes, it does.
Some stars crossing. Yes. All the stars aligned,
May,
I guess.
We'll be dancing the maypole and going on a walking tour of some beautiful neighborhood.
And how many gardens do you tend to see, and or how many are usually on the tour, and what kinds of things do you see? Is it all kind of the same kind of stuff, or what it?
No, we try to pick a variety. Like last year, we had one of the grandest, most spectacular gardens that belonged to a gentleman that owns a Rolling Hills landscape. And we had quaint, small gardens.
Okay.
We specifically try to spread it out. And then we've collaborated with the water district, and we give out a most water-wise garden.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's always one that's just the perfect example of using succulents and what have you.
And
so,
drought-tolerant.
You can see a little bit of everything.
Hmm. And is about how many stops would you say there are on the tour?
I'd say anywhere from 7 to 10 homes plus the venue where the party is at. So,
but it's a walking tour. You get dropped off at the beginning, and then you visit the open gardens. And then in between, you see our beautiful town. And we have a brochure that has history about famous people.
So you take the bus to the
beginning.
A center point. And
correct.
Then
walk and then get picked up at the end. And often they're downhill. So we make it easy.
So there's that, right?
Right.
Yeah. I'm very proud of the tour. It used to be a drive around. They'd hand you a map and you'd drive around,
right,
find
like the
parking.
Stars homes.
And it was just ridiculous. So and our town is so beautiful. The little houses in between are just lovely. So I turned it 15 years ago, I turned it into a walking tour, and it has persisted.
We have you to thank for that.
It was so such an obvious choice for this town, and I'm so proud that it is. And
I guess this way you really get to see a particular section of town,
yes,
and then you can move to another section the next year.
Yes,
yes.
And so then it offers something for repeat visitors.
Absolutely, yes.
Which
we're never the same garden twice.
Which was the fun of having Emerald Bay, because many people in Laguna Beach had never seen Emerald Bay.
Right, right.
So that was last year's. And this coming year, who knows?
Who knows? It's a secret. Who knows? The shadow knows, I suspect. Okay, so you had mentioned earlier that Teddy Roosevelt was a gardener.
Yeah, he's going to be speaking.
Awesome.
From the day. It's Chris Epting is going to be speaking at our first meeting on September 13th, the camping trip that changed America, about the historic meeting between Teddy Roosevelt and John Muir, and then it ended up being National Parks.
Like Yosemite and all of that.
Exactly. And so, see, it's not all about begonias. That's a
myth. That's a myth.
That's a myth.
So we busted that myth today.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, are there other misconceptions that people have about the Garden Club that you would like to address at this moment?
It's just a bunch of hippies who want to grow their own vegetables. it's not. But we have on our lovely website, LagunaBeachGardenClub.org, we have gardening tips for all sorts of vegetables.
So your tomatoes can be the best ever.
The best ever. We have Tomato Mania guy come and speak once. And they often sell plants, so you can get like a cheap stuff that you would go to Roger's Garden and pay twice as much. And he has the best selection, so...
Huh.
We get insider deals.
Inside scoop.
I think that it's little old ladies. I mean, it's a diverse group. It's men.
And so you could be in the supermarket spectrum, standing next to someone that's in the garden club, right, and really not even know it.
Right.
And they'd be really well dressed, and their nails would be clean, and you'd be thinking, that cannot be a gardener, right, but wow, they are.
Yeah, that's person in deep cover.
Exactly. I'm always having, because I'll stand.
Yeah,
I'm always weeding. When I stand around and talk to somebody, I'll just weed.
You just grab a weed or something. Yeah. Help a butterfly.
That's how you can tell.
Take a lady, you know, take the ladybug and put them, transfer them to the best spot.
Yes.
All right. So, you were a gardener and you got involved in the club. What made you decide to get involved in the operation of the club or the leadership of the club?
I find I gravitate toward membership, toward leadership.
You weren't there one day and they
No, I was looking at my history of being in the club, and I started. We have a Green Thumb Crafts. We do craft classes once a month, and I started there organizing that, and then I moved on. I just bounced around a bunch of different board positions, and then I ran the tour for 14 years, and then and handed it off to Karen, and took over the presidency. Which I was very grateful to have.
And I was
someone,
very happy to have it handed to me.
It's someone, and she did so well with, it's amazing, it, you know, doubled the money that I was making with our little dog and pony show. So.
All right.
So yay.
Yay.
So more money to give out for scholarships and to support school gardens. And
wait, what?
Yes.
I thought the money went, you know, we kept it in a big pot.
No. We support school gardens at Top of the World, Thurston, and El Moro. We give out scholarships to Laguna Beach High School students who are going into something in horticulture, and also Saddleback College students.
I guess you offer them a glimpse of the career pathways that might be associated with gardens or plants.
Of which there are so many.
A plethora. And so did you both grow up here in town and just knew that one day you were going to want to be on?
One day, maybe. No, I grew up in Northern California. I am a native Californian, though.
That's so. Nancy speaking, yes.
And I did not grow up here, but I always aspired to live here. And I moved here 26 years ago, and it's now home. So
wow. And did the garden club really help you connect with people in the community and really, you know, make a...
Oh, absolutely. Because my son had always gone to private schools not in Laguna.
Oh, that's right.
I felt like I knew nobody here. Every time I would talk to people, they'd say, do you know this family or that family? I'm like, no. And I thought, I've got to fix this. So the garden club was a way for me to get involved. And I met other moms of local kids and what have you. It was really nice. And so when my son went off to college, instead of being home boo-hooing, I was making friends and learning how to pick weeds and work at the Crystal Cove State Park with Nancy. It was just like a great group of, and the intelligent women and men and people of all walks of life. Okay. Really spectacular.
Huh. And for Nancy, for you, what really made this, because there are a lot of organizations in town, there are a lot of ways to contribute to improve the community. Why was this one your, what would you call it? We'll just say your apple. The apple of your eye.
I think it's just easy to be in. It's just a gentle club of,
Once you get through the initiation.
You just have to love gardening, you know, and you don't have to have opinions about it. You don't have to judge. It's not the, you know, design review where you have to pass opinions and show up for it. It's just this beautiful, you come together, you learn and share and eat muffins.
There's that.
There's that. So it's just sort of no judgment, no politics, just
come and
love
enjoy.
And generous. And I find, don't you find gardeners are like really generous people? Like, anyone comes to my house, you go home with a bag full of cuttings. So there's no options there. You're just like, oh, you'll find somewhere to plant these. And then and then I've caught you. Then you, you are converted to loving green things.
See, I knew there was some nefariousness going on in there.
Yes.
It seems like
we ply you with our plants.
Yes.
All right. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. My guests this morning are Nancy England and Karen Nelson, and they are with the Laguna Beach Garden Club, and they have a gate and garden tour, and it's coming up real soon, so you'd better get your tickets now. Just saying. All right, we'll be right back. This is KX93.5.
Focused on this pain, there's no way around it. I see it shape the world and all the things that you do. I'm holding hope that things will change.
change, I can't live without it. I want it for myself, but we need it for you. Time comes, I'll be holding my tongue, cause I would rather love today than be in a fight. High hopes got us feeling so low tonight, but listen, all of this is gonna be alright.
Alrighty, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And today, my lovely guests are from the Laguna Beach Garden Club, Nancy England and Karen Nelson. So we've talked about kind of the history and what you guys do and then some of your events and your speaker series and, you know, how you guys kind of got involved. What is it about gardening that really you connect with? I mean, because there's quilting and, you know, crocheting and stand-up paddling. So what is it about gardening that really hooked you?
The gardening is all-inclusive, all the senses. It the CDC says it's a perfect workout for moderate intensity. And so we have a bunch of very health-conscious people in this town, and you can do two things at once. It's functional, your garden looks good, and you got a workout. It increases the level of endorphins in your brain just when you're communing with nature. These are all proven scientific facts. And so if you're looking for something to really buoy your spirit, gardening, okay. I mean, looking at a beautiful flower, how bad can that be?
Sure, sure. And I think it kind of changes your relationship with time, right? Because it's not something where it happens immediately, but if you keep at it, you'll see, you know, wonderful results. And
yes, gardens happen not only in space, but in time. Yeah, growing and changing, and patience is a virtue. You have to pay attention. You have to look and see, are there tomatoes ripening up yet? Is that little bud that blooms at night, are you going to miss it tonight? Are you going to be out there and
right.
see it?
But,
and,
I, I have my little brother and I planted some sunflowers, and it was amazing how quickly they get taller than you if you get the big ones.
Yes. Yeah, very rewarding. Very. And then all the other creatures that come in, and the bees and the flies that come and visit the sunflowers, and the birds that come and eat the seeds. And
right.
You're just setting up a whole system.
And so you're just kind of
enriching,
mothering nature.
Yes, ooh, I like that.
All right, so you guys do things together. You guys have events. Anything coming up that people might want to know about so that they can become hooked?
Well, we start September. So September 13th, we have this talk about the national parks. And then on Valentine's Day, we're having a silent auction that raises money for school gardens and scholarships. And so you can, and also it'll be an open house to learn everything about the club, all the other things we do. We go on trips and tours to local botanical gardens and nurseries, specialty nurseries.
Okay.
So you learn about those, the craft classes we have, what our other speakers are going to be, and you can purchase a beautiful container garden created by a member. And
a meal ready to eat.
Yes. So maybe your Valentine needs a beautiful new little garden. So come on down, and that'll be also at Tankersley Hall downtown at the big Presbyterian Church.
And so if people want to find out more about the Garden Club, how would they find you? Where is that done?
LagunaBeachGardenClub.org. We're also on Facebook or on Instagram. We're plugged in, man. We're doing it.
We're ubiquitous.
So we're just about out of time, but before we go, is there any gardening tip that you want to give?
Well, we have an ask. If somebody has a venue that wants to be our host, we've always been at Arabella Hotel, beautiful Arabella in North Laguna. It's gorgeous. It's a historic home. It's a bed and breakfast. And that's always been the home of the tour. And Arabella is for sale, so we won't be able to use it this year.
Oh.
So if someone has a like sort of garden or very big lot, we'd love to hear from you because you could be the home of the garden tour.
The center, the epicenter.
Absolutely.
And then you'll know all the secret handshakes.
We'll teach them to you personally.
Well, it's been really nice having you guys here this morning, and keep up the good work.
Great. Now I get to go get my French toast.
Oh, that's right. She's getting homemade French toast.
Yes.
And come see us at Taste of Laguna.
Oh, that's right.
We will have botanical spa water for everyone in town.
Oh, that's right. Yes, infused.
Yes.
And one more time before we go, just give them the website just in case they want more information. And then what are the dates for the Gate and Garden Tour?
The Garden Tour will be May 1st of 2020, and you can reach us at LagunaBeachGardenClub.org.
All right. This is... Well, thank you so much for being on the show. This is KX93.5. You've been listening to The Importance of Being show. We'll be back next week. But in the meantime, coming up next is Steve Reed with the Coast Highway Shuffle. This is KX93.5. Thanks for listening.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back.
Say this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you call this understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Well,
don't you come back no more.
What you said?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand
you. Don't you come